This is a podcast on Many Matters, a communication channel from Many.app.
I'm your host, Gerald Chua.
And I'm Chris Liao, your co-host for this adventure. Together, Gerald and I hope to bring a unique blend of experiences to the table as we embark on this journey with you.
Last week, we explored the future of online service marketplace and the potential they hold for buyers and sellers. Today, we are shifting our focus to help sellers succeed in this competitive landscape.
That's right. Whether you're a seasoned seller or just starting out, we've got tips and strategies to help you stand out and attract customers on online service platforms like ours.
Before we jump into our discussion for today, let's give a quick introduction to the Many app platform. Many is a revolutionary online marketplace where buyers can easily find and connect with sellers offering a wide range of services.
And with Many, sellers can showcase their skills and expertise to a global audience, while buyers can easily browse and purchase services that meet their needs. It's a platform designed to simplify the buying and selling process, making it easier for everyone to get what they need.
Yes, that's great. I want to start today's discussion about color TV. Recently, after 2.5 years, my brand new TV developed a problem. And luckily, I have another 6 months of warranty, so I managed to get it replaced with a brand new TV. So I'm very excited to be able to continue watching my favorite programs. Do you watch your TV, Chris?
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot of Netflix nowadays and DC Plus, of course, YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yesterday, I stumbled upon a YouTube video which I find was quite interesting. The birth of color TV. Let me share with you. It was in 1967, April 14. You know, they came up with the first color TV broadcast to the general public. Imagine that it was so exciting back in the day and when there was nothing. And then after, it became available in the 1950s. We have come a long way. But I would say that I can relate color TV to how sellers can add more color to their message so that they can attract more audience. Because as you know, the color TV is something that keeps evolving. So I think similarly in business, you know, if you want to get your message across, you have to transition from black and white to color. And then maybe along the way, there'll be more smart gadgets added on to make the TV more usable and more interactive, more practical.
Well, color TVs, when I was born, color TV was already a thing, right? So, but of course, it's a shift, right? I mean, looking at what the energy is, definitely, I think in the online space, whether you're selling products or whether you are engaging through social and whatnot, we always have to evolve, right? Like back in the day, I mean, I can say back in the day because I was there when Facebook first came into the market. And then now you look at how TikTok is gaining dominance in the social space, even in terms of e-commerce, right? TikTok is actually eating at the share of the traditional e-commerce players like Lazada, Shopee, and even Amazon. I mean, Amazon's not very expressive in Malaysia, but certainly you see a shift, right? Like, live selling is a thing now, right? But if you talk about it like 5 years ago, just even a short 2-3 years ago, no one would even think that live selling could be a thing, right? Yeah. Mm. So definitely, you need to evolve no matter what we do, especially with digital. Digital is such a vibrant, ever-changing environment. So we definitely need to keep in touch and definitely need to stay ahead of the curve. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if we look into it, using this as a model for our discussion, there are many learning points that we can pick up from here. You know, for example, we can talk about how do you develop a compelling profile to attract potential customers. If you're providing a service, then how do you showcase your skill set? What about competitive pricing and profitability? And most of all, how do you provide exceptional customer service? So these are all the concerns that I feel sellers may have before they start offering their services. Like before they switch from black and white to color, these are all the things that can add value to their business.
I definitely agree with you. I mean, being an entrepreneur myself as well, I think I was just seeing someone's post on LinkedIn and she was talking as an acquaintance of mine. I used to do some stuff with her back in the day when I was in the agency, right? And she was sharing about social proof. And that actually really struck me as something really important because it's actually a fundamental for business, not just for digital. Whatever you're doing, whether you're selling a simple product online, a physical product or services, right? People being able to know who you are is very important. And I think you would agree with that as well, right? If let's say I didn't know you right now and then you wanted to like offer me a service or a job, it's very difficult, a bit more difficult for you to sell that service to me. So I think today's day and age, I think people want businesses to be more transparent. People also want to know who they're doing business with. You know, that's something that's especially more important you're talking about selling services. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, personal profile matters. What about you? What do you think?
That's very true. Because if you build something, the world will beat a path to your door. Some people say that may not be true anymore because there's so many doors now for them to knock on. It may not be your door. So one of the questions that I have in mind are, what do you think are some of the key strategies the sellers can do to create a compelling profile to attract their potential customers? By developing a unique identity which resonates with your target audience, and by providing examples of successful results, you know, that what you've brought to your customers, maybe that's one way to establish your voice in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think branding is something that everyone needs to engage in, whether you're a big business or whether you're a small business. Because essentially what the brand means is that it's something that your company, your business stands for. And I think as a business, you really need to consider what are the values and hallmarks of our business that we want to communicate out. So for example, say someone that I know in the pest control field, a personal friend and someone I've done work with, Reed Best, right? Their business proposition, value proposition to customers is actually money-back guarantee. And that's something that they adhere to, especially with regards to termite beating and termite control, right? So that's something that they keep emphasizing their brand. And I think it's really important that all of us, we figure out what it is that we want to communicate to our customers so that they will know us for that one or two things. That's the most important, right? So if you forget anything about my business, for example, I want you to remember that my business is about this one particular value. We will then attract people who resonate with that. So rather than working backwards and trying to think about what key message we want to have that can resonate in many people, I think businesses should think about the core values that they want to emphasize, because that essentially will be the DNA of their company and their business. So that's something that you need to do in order to stand up, whether it's personal branding or whether it's going to be like the brand itself of your company. And ideally, these values should then tie into your skill and the expertise that you have in your business or the actual services that you have.
First of all, you must be able to produce the results that time-tested. By building trust and credibility, people will come back to you without you having to invite them. You know, we have covered many areas in our talk today, from how to come up with a good profile, how to showcase your skills and expertise, and even exceptional customer service, one of the key factors to can reach a larger audience and so on. It's a very interesting opportunity that we are presented with now, especially if we can go online. And not forgetting some of the pitfalls, you know, that it's impossible for a business owner to learn everything and able to make the change immediately, cater to a new group of audience. That's where the Many App platform was developed, so that they can overcome all these obstacles and to succeed as a seller online. What do you have to say about this Many App, how we can solve some of the problems that we have discussed today?
Yeah, I think that's where our platform, as we are building it out now, we want to also include tools or avenues on the platform to allow people to showcase their brand, right? To be able to also create emotional connection, their credibility. So that's where we want to be different, then create that avenue or that space for anyone who comes about our platform to be able to showcase their services and to be able to actually put in like the digital content that makes them stand out in a great way. And over time, I think definitely we want to take all this material that our providers build to the platform to be able to feature it in a more prominent way in our space. We also, of course, are looking at emerging trends and how we can actually leverage it. I think collaborations is something that we want to encourage as well on our platform. So therefore, that's why we want to create a platform where we want to have all kinds of sellers with all kinds of services coming on board, so that over time, we can be like the service matchmaker in order to match customers together with the service providers, as well as match service providers, so that we can do B2B kind of business on top of that. So be able to create, for example, collaboration packages in order to then meet the needs of the customers and also succeed together.
So I think that wraps up our second podcast episode on Many Online Platform, and I hope you have found these tips and strategies help in your journey as a seller.
Yeah, so join us next time as we continue to explore the world of online service platforms and also, you know, any kind of topic in digital, or even our experiences in life, so that we can provide you with great insights to help you succeed. Until then, keep innovating and strive for success.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to Many Matters, a podcast from many.app.